Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is Tuesday, May 10th. This is our weekly look at news and people around the Jaguars organization. A busy week ahead, a busy week just passed, too. Rookie orientation is in the books. Offseason phase two continues. The rookies are now in with the veterans this week. The players out at TPC Sawgrass is this week, so plenty of folks on the business side will be taking personal or sick days, all legitimate, I'm sure. No personal or sick days for Telvin Smith, the Jags' third-year linebacker. He's our guest today, and it's always good to talk a little ball and whatever else with Telvin. He can talk to anybody at any time about anything, and it's always entertaining. There were some recent reports of him calling a players-only meeting, but he's not too keen on how it all got out. More from Telvin coming up shortly. But first, let's look at some headlines from around the Jaguars organization. We start with rookie orientation. The rookies are now officially oriented to Everbank Field. 2 days of on-field positional drills. They were about an hour each day just to get them moving. More focus on stretching, recovery, more than anything else on the field. The major focus was in the film room and with all the rookies learning a brand new system. That after the injury to Dante Fowler Jr. last year. The Jags aren't the only team that took the approach to stay off the field a little bit this year. The Miami Dolphins had a scaled-back rookie weekend as well. And after 5 months of pre-draft combine-style training and workouts, getting in shape for actual football is much different. Part of the reason for the change, according to head coach Gus Bradley.
We kind of took the approach, let's slow it down, let's calm everything down, and build a really good foundation. So when we went on the field, it was more of a skill orientation. We didn't come together on defense. On offense, they came together a little bit. But defensively, it was mainly with their position coaches. And we just broke down every skill set that they would use and got into a little bit of the defense, but just really worked technique and could really, really slow it down.
We also heard from the rookies this weekend, including first-round pick Jalen Ramsey. He spoke with the media Friday and said that staying in shape during that pre-draft process was very difficult.
It got tough at certain times, just traveling and doing a lot of visits and doing, you know, certain things. But that's something that my agent and some, you know, players in the league right now were warning me about, and to try to stay in the best condition I could be in. So whether that was, you know, going just to run on a treadmill in the hotel or doing whatever I could, I was always making sure I was doing something. So I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
Second-round linebacker Miles Jack participated full, and in highlights on Jaguars.com, you can see him moving around well on the field, not even using a brace. Again, there's no contact, but movement is movement, and that's a good thing. As the only linebacker at rookie orientation, he had a lot of hands-on instruction from Robert Saleh, the linebacker's coach, Todd Wash, the defensive coordinator, and head coach Gus Bradley. Right now, they worked him at middle linebacker just to get a feel of the overall defense. But how do you learn a new defense? For Jack, it's more about repetition.
It really just comes down to applying yourself. I kind of take concepts that I've learned from college and try and switch it over to their language, you know, because it's similar things. It's just everybody says stuff in a different way. So trying to, like, kind of translate it to what they're saying and then learn it, write it down, study it while I'm watching the playoffs, like, go over it and everything and just cemented in my mind and kind of forget what I learned in college and, you know, everywhere else. But, it's not to say it's not difficult, but you know what I mean? You just really have to apply yourself and just kind of go over it again. And, you know, the coaches make it real easy because they'll say a play and show how it's supposed to work, and then they'll show me, like, the good and bad, or, you know what I mean, like the flaws and, you know, the good stuff that can come out of the play so I can learn, like, what to do and what not to do. So they're making it real easy for me, man, and I'm picking it up, which is good.
Third-round pick Yannick Ngakoue spoke to the media this weekend and confirmed this pronunciation.
Yannick Ngakoue.
He also talked about the workout with Todd Wash the week of the draft up in Maryland, and that's when he realized something was up.
He just took me through some drills, a couple bag drills, like working on my lean, my pass rush and stuff, seeing my feet. Also, he just kept a fast pace to see if I was in shape and stuff like that, and I've definitely been working out, and he was impressed with that, and just my get-offs and stuff like that. So it's rare that a team works out the week of the draft. That was real good.
All of the rookies also participated in the annual Meet the Rookies event in FanDuelville Saturday afternoon at Everbank Field. Hundreds of select Jags 365 members were invited for an autograph signing, and many of the members were rookie season ticket holders, rookies meeting rookies, if you will. A fun event. One of the spas was open. Food and drink. The roar of the Jaguars were there. More experiences like this year-round for season ticket members. Join Jags 365. Visit the tickets page on jaguars.com. Now, the upcoming schedule for the Jags. Phase 2 continues this week and next. And the first organized team activity practice in Phase 3 of the offseason program is Monday, May 23rd. There's no word yet on if any of the OTAs will be open to the public. More information on the schedule and media availability during that time frame will come either later this week or sometime next week. Our guest today is Jaguars linebacker Telvin Smith, who joins me right now. Good to see you. What's up?
Nothing. Just cool. I just got that work in, you know, getting ready.
You're always working.
Always. It's a constant. It's a year-round job. I mean, I did take time off, but now it's back. It's time to work. So, hey, everything is full go.
So, it's the off-season program right now, phase two. That means some on-the-field stuff, some off-the-field stuff. The rookies are in. Yeah. What's a normal day for you right now?
A normal day, come in, eat breakfast, wake up and eat, come in, eat another breakfast.
Two breakfasts?
Yeah, gotta wake up. It's more of a snack. The first one is more of a snack breakfast. Then I come into the stadium and eat a real breakfast, like, you know, the grits and the eggs. I put it in a bowl. I call it my grits and my grit bowl. You know, grits, eggs, a little sausage in there. Eat that. And then I go into meetings. After meetings, we on the field. After the field, then we in the weight room. After the weight room, then we kind of done. That's when I kind of get a little extra work in. Then I do go in the training room, get stretched out. Just, you know, just keeping the body right. Then I take a shower, come fool around in the locker room. Then I come do things like this, you know, podcasts and stuff.
Well, so, this is after a long day for you. We appreciate it, man. Holy smokes.
Nah, it's good. It's good. It's actually, man, it's 4 hours when you think about it. So it's short. It's short, man. Yeah, that's nothing.
4 hours.
That's it. It's really when you think about it, and you put the time that you get here, and you're actually working. Yeah, it's 4 hours that you're putting in. So if you can't go 4 hours, all you got, get out the building. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Spoken from a true leader. Telvin Smith is with us. Speaking of the leadership thing, there's a story that came out a couple weeks ago now that you had called a players only meeting.
I wish that hadn't came out. Why? I wish that hadn't came out. I don't want to be a camera guy. I don't want to be a front page guy, you know, that everybody's always talking when it comes to that type of stuff. I wish that had a stay between the players, just because I don't want the players to say, oh, he's doing this for media attention, or he's doing this because he wants that, you know, that shine. Obviously, we know I've been playing well on the field, and, you know, money starts to get brought up and things like that. So I never want, you know, my true ambitions and my true goals to be, you know, shadow or you know, kind of dim because of people, you know, thoughts. My teammates. It's not people. It's just my teammates. So I wish that story had not got out the way it did.
Right. Well, that's the frustrating part then. Because But you obviously understand you have that kind of a role with the team.
Right.
How do you know you have that kind of role? How do you grow into that kind of role?
I think each player, when you're at a certain point, I mean, in high school, I was a leader. That's when I was forming to become a leader. And then, you know, my last 2 years, you know, I was the leader going into Florida State. You know, you have those abilities. You just have to understand the process. And, you know, obviously I'm to that point in the process where I have to step up and do those things. As was said, you know, I conformed, I feel like, for 2 years. It shouldn't matter if you're a rookie or if you're a 7 or 12 year guy. You know, if you have something that needs to be said, it needs to be said. And that's just to the point where I am. I just want to win. That's the biggest thing.
We won't get into the details of that. Right. Obviously, it's a players-only situation. I mean, we'd love to if you want, but we're not going to go there.
It's okay.
It's a players-only situation. Right. We certainly understand that. Well, you have a few new players around you now, too. Yeah. All the rookies are in. Mm. And I think this is the week where you actually start interacting with them, right? In the weight room, in the classroom, and all that.
Right.
Is that accurate? And what do you think so far, these new guys?
Yeah, they're around. You know, you just have to kind of go in when you encounter with them. You know what I mean? It's not like I just go out of my way to talk to them or things like that. But, you know, you see them and you kind of interact because obviously we have everybody has things that they have to do and things like that. So, you know, they have their own lifting group. They have extra meetings and things like that. So they kind of on a different time schedule than we are. So, you know, I've been trying to talk to guys, but at the same time, you just got to let them come in and form a little bit. You know, you can't be showing them too much love. Even Jalen, I've been a little tough on him a little bit.
Yeah, have you been tough on Jalen?
I mean, not really tough. I just don't want to baby him. You know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, try and give him the short road. You know, he probably you know, got to go down the hardest road. Him and Jack, they probably got to go down the hardest road not because they were picked high, just because of expectations. You know what I mean? You really have to get them to get to a maturity level fast rather than some guys, you know, because you expect that from them.
Telvin Smith is with us. Do you remember your first interaction with a veteran in the building? And who was that?
First interaction with a veteran?
Like maybe during this time period, after rookie minicamp, right. Guys are around.
Right.
Did they pull you aside like that?
Nah, the linebackers were, you know, I was really, and I came, I was a very, I was different when I came, and I'm going to say that.
What do you mean by that?
Obviously, you can see, I talk, you know what I mean?
Really?
I understand.
Shocking.
I understand who I am, and I never let a title, you know, overshadow that I'm me and I'm going to be me, and that's what I feel like makes me a great person and a great player, because you put me in any situation and I'm going to be me. So I show respect, you know, at the same time, but, you know, I never take disrespect, and I would never, you know, like I said, but I did kind of tone it down the first 2 years, but it's time to go.
It's time to stop toning it down.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're going to hear more from Telvin Smith than we have. But you're not a camera guy. That's right. Different. You can't have it both ways.
Nah. I don't mean media wise. I mean my players, my teammates. You know, when I speak, I expect it to be, you know, that locker room talk.
It's a different world.
Exactly.
Telvin Smith is with us. Who are you closest to on the team?
Who am I closest to?
Maybe away from the building. Do you?
Right. When it comes away from the building, myself and Craig Lawson, AC, we are Aaron Colvin, mm-hmm. We always together, and Chris Smith, we always going out. Nick Marshall has got around us a little bit more too, so those guys, but I would say outside of the building, that we always together, or we at each other's house, crab broiling or something. It's always something going on with us.
Crab boiling.
Yeah, we're cookers, you know. We're competitors. So that's not only on the field, but it's cooking also. We're competitive cookers a little bit.
Hold on, so do you rotate places, or you rotate who's cooking
a little
How
bit,
does it work?
A little bit. Most of the time it's either Chris Smith. He always cooking steaks. I guess that's his thing. He think he a steak master or something. Me, I'm just on the grill. I just like grilling things like that, but I like making pastas too. And then Craig Lawson, he's a seafood guy. He's a griller too, though. I really say I'm learning my grill techniques from him. I wouldn't tell him that, but I've been sneaking a couple of his grill techniques, cutting his little sauces and stuff. But nah, we really pitch off each other. As you can see, AC is the only one I said does not cook.
Oh.
And he does not cook. So I don't. We're trying to get him right, but it doesn't work. He mostly goes out, and he pays for it when we go out.
Oh, so you make him pay? Okay, that makes sense. When it's his turn.
It just happens that every time we go out and we play a little game, he has to pay. So, hey, it's on you.
Telvin Smith is with us. That's cool, though, right? I mean, you got guys from different levels of experience, different parts of the defense, and could you explain why maybe that group of guys comes together off the field? What is it? Is it just a friendship thing? Is it a how does that grow over time?
I think AC and I, you know, have a great that same mindset. And like I said, Nick is starting to come around a lot. So just that drive to the mindset of wanting to be great at what we do, that pulls AC and I together. Chris is an outgoing guy. He's always laughing. You can say the craziest thing and he'll just start laughing. And I think he brings that to the table. And Craig is just, you know, he's kind of that serious guy, but at the same time, he's just a cool guy to be around. He has the same mindset and drive too, but it's just a little different. Me and AC, we're very outspoken on what we want to do, and we're more so we're a little more aggressive about it and about how we go about it. But that group, it just comes together. We came in together as rookies, and we just formed a bond.
Telvin Smith with us, Jaguars linebacker on the J.P. Shadrick podcast. I was going through researching for this. I went on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that, of
right?
Course. And I found an interaction you had with Jameis Winston recently.
Uh-huh.
Because Jameis was throwing out some was trying to talk down to the Jaguars, right?
Yeah, he was trying to say that, you know, they got the two scoring, most high scoring guys in Florida State history. I said, who cares? We got three of the best guys that come through Florida State. What are you talking about? So we kind of went at it a little bit.
Again, that was something. I just got to stand up for my guys, for my team, for the organization. Anytime I feel like a shot is being thrown, you know, I don't want to be the guy to say something, but if not me, who? That's it. Just got to get them.
Tell us about your Mother's Day weekend. How close are you with family back in Valdosta, and what happened here?
Mother's Day, I actually sent my mother and my kid's mother a text at 12. You know, that's something big I always try and do. I didn't post anything on Instagram because it's not for the gram. It's not for, you know, Twitter and Facebook and things like that. If you truly care, then I just want them to know that. You know, I don't have to tell the world that, as long as they know. So I sent them a message, but I didn't even get with my mom because she went on a cruise to the Bahamas. Yeah, she went on a cruise. Annual vacation, but it's great. You know, for her to be doing something that she wants to do, because she's taking care of us all her life. So right now, you don't have goal. You know what I told her? That was my biggest thing. Long as you happy and you doing it, you know, you carried us long enough. Go be happy. So that was the biggest part for me. That was happy. I was happy about that.
How old are your kids?
My kids, I have a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Three of them now.
Three, yeah, yeah. 25. Steps, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my three. Goodness. Running around everywhere. Those kids.
They are. It's fine though. Maturity. You really find out my daughter teaches me the most. She's the 1-year-old, and I really feel that she slowed me down in a lot of ways, because when you look at her, you see so much of me, but at the same time, I see so much of her life that she's going to go through. And a flashback of my life, it was crazy. So she is the biggest for the reason why I'm saying, yeah, I got to step up not only on the field but off the field in her life, and just period, you know. Becoming a man is tough, but, you know, you're learning every day.
It's tough,
every day.
But it's life.
It's life.
Time marches on, Calvin.
It don't stop for nobody.
No, nobody. Doesn't ask questions.
Exactly.
Let's finish with some football now. It's off-season program coming up. OTAs are right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Mandatory minicamp after that, then some time off, and then training camp. And this is a big year for the Jaguars organization.
Yeah.
You guys ready to roll? What's this defense going to be like this year?
I think Watt's really, really getting us motivated, and not even motivated, but he's getting us prepared. It's definitely going to be something nice. As we see the pieces that we've added, the pieces that we already had, just a combination of guys, the attitudes and the mindsets, I really feel like we already had a great defense. Now it's going to show on the field in all aspects. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to be relentless, and we're just going to be out there having fun. That's the biggest part, making plays and having fun.
Well, we have fun all the time here, and we can have fun in here too, and we appreciate your time after your 17-hour day. Calvin Smith, capping it off.
Just four, easy.
We appreciate it, man.
No problem. Anytime.
Coming up this week, golf. The Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach. Jaguars rookies normally make an appearance one of the weekend days, and some fun events between Jags players and golfers during the week ahead of the tournament too. Always fun out at TPC Sawgrass. Jaguars.com Live comes up Wednesday, as usual, at 12:30 on Jaguars.com. Also join us Thursday night on 1010XL Radio in Jacksonville for Jaguars Thursday. Jeff Lagerman out this week, so it's just me and Tony Baselli. That's Thursday night at 6 o'clock on 1010XL. Our thanks again to Telvin Smith for jumping on today, and thanks to you for listening. I'm J.P. Shadrick. We'll talk to you next week on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.